here's a recap. We've had killings, kidnappings, security leaks, and childish bitchiness. Now, British Prime Minister Tony Blair is finally able to get down to some real work, organising a fancy dress party with his deputy John Prescott.
Right, so the food and booze is organised. What about security?
Tighter than Britney's backside.
George, hi.
Tony, I'm calling from Air Force One.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, we got a pre-party party going. Me and Arnie are gonna join the Mile High Club. Right, Arnie?
Affirmative, Georgie.
You're doing Schwarzenegger.
Maybe, but we also got a hot babe Condoleezza Rice up here.
Hurry up, sugar. It's loving time. Monica never had to wait this long.
Hey, Arnie, I'm president. I get to go first.
Negative. With women, Arnie always comes first.
Ah. Okay, big fella. Just get your weapon out of my face and put that shotgun down, too.
Look, George, why are you calling?
I'm phoning to twerk party.
All under control. We've got great booze, Pucker Tucker from our top celebrity chef, Jamie Oliver, and Snoop Dogg is going to give us some kicking beats.
Hey, great. I love Snoopy. Now, that just leaves our costumes. As those jerks, Chirac and Schroeder, have stolen our Jedi idea, what can we go as?
Yes, well, I was thinking of going as a double act. That sums up our special relationship.
Tarzan and Jane?
More like the Gimp and the Wimp.
Shut up, fatso. No, I was thinking Sonny and Cher. You know, I got you, babe, and all that.
I like it, Tony. It shows the world we stand shoulder to shoulder. And since I'm obviously gonna be Cher, it gives me a chance to break out my old wig collection.
Oh, you as Cher? Well, I suppose so.
Come on, George. Arnie really has come first.
Okay, gotta go. Oh yeah, I have some amazing weapons installed on Air Force One, so is there anywhere you'd like me to bomb on the way?
I suppose you could bomb Gordon Brown's house.
Consider it done.
No, I was kidding. Oh shit, Gordon only lives next door. We'll be blown to pieces.
Don't worry, Tony, they're American. They're probably at a school or something.
Yeah, true. Right. Go and tell Jane we need Sonny and Cher outfits for the party, and keep your fat mitts off Jamie Oliver's yummy nibbles.
I won't go near him. Just the sound of his fake Cockney accent makes my stomach turn.
Whack my bush.
John!
Oh, bollocks.
John, what the hell are you doing?
Just checking the nibbles for tonight.
Checking? You've eaten half of them, you fat bastard. Where's Jamie Oliver?
I twatted the little wanker.
Why?
Culinary dispute.
What do you mean, culinary dispute?
He said I couldn't taste his food, so, you know, we had a dispute. And I ate him.
You what?
Get me out of here!
Listen, fatso, you chuck him back up this minute, or the next thing that goes into your mouth will be your own testicles.
All right, Tony. Pass that risotto crap. I need an expellent. Whack my bush, you fabulous beast.
Geez, I'm real sorry about bombing that children's hospital, Tony. I don't know what went wrong. Had Gordon Brown's house right in my sights.
Oh, don't worry. They're only kids. Not old enough to vote yet.
Okay, so let's take a look at these costumes.
Right. Jade? Jade! Bring in the outfits.
Here you go, geese. Hope they fit.
Jesus H. God dancing Christ, Tony. What a name of Rumsfeld's wrinkled asshole are they?
Well, they look like traditional Muslim dress.
God damn it. I ain't going to no G8 fancy dress ball as a raghead. I'd be a laughing stock.
Fuck a duck, Jade. I said Sonny and Cher.
You what? Ain't my fault. I only got what Fatso told me to get.
John?
That's what you wanted, weren't it? Sonny and Cher. You know, bringing the Middle East together.
God, you are a northern fuckwit, John. Sonny and Cher were a famous pop act. Honestly, what were you doing in the 60s?
Well, I were on strike for most of it.
Oh, shut up.
Oh!
What are we going to do?
Tony, I got it. I've been watching that channel that does documentary stuff. You know the one?
The Discovery Channel?
No, that weren't it.
National Geographic Channel?
Babe Station?
No, not them either.
But it was the Cartoon Channel.
That's it, the Cartoon Channel. Well, you're gonna love this idea.
What amazing costume has George got up his sleeve? Can George and Tony sort out world peace and win the G8 Fancy Dress Contest? Find out in the next golden shower of role-playing known as...
Whack My Bush. Hi, it's Tony here again. Before you go, look, George has just sent me an invoice for this War on Terror malarkey. And well, like, you know, fuck an arc, it's huge. So, if you go to our special tax-free website, whackmybush.com, you can donate a few euros, I mean pounds, or even dollars. So please help, and we promise none of the money will go to African orphans. Honestly.